Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Annie Jennings PR Teleseminar Series. Annie Jennings PR is a national publicity firm specializing in promoting authors and experts to the media, and Annie's vision and insight has revolutionized publicity, as many of the techniques, tools, and strategies in widespread use throughout the industry today have been developed by Annie Jennings PR. And Annie Jennings has been an invited guest lecturer at the Harvard Club of Boston, New York University's publishing program, as well as the American Society of Journalists and Authors, and is frequently sought out by media professionals and organizations everywhere, including AOL.com, TheStreet.com, and leading business magazine, Fast Company, who says that Annie Jennings PR is the place to go to learn how to become a best-selling author. So not only do we have Annie Jennings on the line as well, we have our special guest today, another one of our Average Joe success stories, Anthony Mijanka, an economist who has appeared on Cavuto with Neil Cavuto and is recognized by the Fox Business Network as an investor relations expert. He has also contributed public company governance, stock market, and economic trend commentary to many other media outlets, including FamilyNet TV, the Dow Jones Corporation, and the Washington Post. He is chairman of A.G. Foster Lowry Financial Services, the sponsor of Mobile Money Minute, as well as author of Golden Ticket Mortgage, the U.S. Banking Bailout Plan. So, Anthony, thank you for joining us, and thank you, Annie, for all you do for your community of authors and experts.
Well, it's my pleasure to continue to invite guests to our Average Joe Real Story series. It's important to me that average people who are just like Anthony and like me and like you, Stacey, and like so many other people who are our clients, that they can be successful in using the media as well. That success is for everyone, not just for other people. That sort of one in a million, you know, that struck it rich many years ago and their story still lingers on, but it seems like only they can figure out how to be successful and no one else needs to be able to follow in their footsteps. We like to create strategies, and we like to create outreaches that work for the average Joe. That is, your regular person who's out there making a living, building a career, taking care of a family, and wanting to excel in everything that they do. And that's our Average Joe series. So Anthony is one of the many Average Joes we've had on our line to come on and talk about what it was like for him to do publicity with Annie Jennings PR and really what that publicity has meant to him in terms of exponential growth and be able to reach his dreams, reach his objectives, what it is he wanted to do. So welcome, Anthony, to our series.
Thank you, Annie. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's my pleasure to have you with us. And, Anthony, you have a great story. I mean, I love it because, you know, we can just jump to the end result and then, like, work backwards.
Sure.
You might as well tell everyone what you accomplished, and then we'll go back to talk about how that one TV appearance really propelled you to this level.
Sure. Well, starting in the fall, beginning October 1st of 2009, we will be on, I'm the new host of Mutual Fund Circus. It's a television program on a new 24-hour television network called Biz Television. And the network is about business topics and investing and in retirement and your personal money matters, but it's really geared towards people that don't work on Wall Street and people that, you know, for the most part have whatever employer they're with. The day they started, they signed up their 401k plan and they occasionally look at it. Now, of course, after 2007 and 2008, you look at it a little harder.
Or a little less.
Yes.
It's a little scary. But it's for your average Joe, actually.
Yes.
Right?
It
for
is.
The average Joe money, you know, expert money, not expert, but money, for anyone who has money to invest or do anything, make any money choices, this would be the network for them.
So yes. The reality is people have to make personal money choices every day. And so
the
network has a great theme. They call it educate, engage, and equip. And we want to do that for the show as well. We want to educate people and get them more familiar with terms. When you increase your financial vocabulary, you make more money. It's that simple. So we want to educate people, but also equip them with the tools so they can make decisions in their lives. The reality is you don't take investment advice from a television show. You take that information and you turn it into a plan for your own life. So we're going to equip people with the ability to make a more solid plan for their life and make them more comfortable. A lot of people are not comfortable around money. So we want them to be more comfortable because we have to deal with it. So
as
the,
well as, you know what, Anthony, not as comfortable around publicity either. So that's why we're doing our average show, so that people like you can come on and say, hey, get comfortable with publicity because it's going to make the difference. And just just one more thing about the business, the new business network. That is a an internet network or a or
no? It's broadcast television. It will be nationwide.
There you go. This is the big
I don't
deal.
Know.
I wanted to make a point that this is the big deal. Like he really got something big for himself.
You know, it's funny. This is as, for us, this is as big as we could have imagined, bigger than we could have imagined. This is as good as it gets for us. We are on national television. We went in thinking maybe we'd have an hour a week. You know, we'd get an hour program a week to talk about mutual funds and 401ks. We're on Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 Central. And then they are taking our program and rebroadcasting it at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central in prime time. So we not only have the market hours crowd, but we have the primetime audience. We are the only show on the network that's going to be on 2 hours a day.
All right, good.
We
now,
have
creme de la creme. Yeah. Okay, great. We love it. Now we got to work backwards, though, and see how you got this huge, huge opportunity for yourself and how what role Annie Jennings PR and your publicity, you know, appearing on a certain pivotal show, a show that really made it all happen for you, how it helped you achieve this amazing success that you have.
Yes. We began planning for the show in January of 07, if you can imagine, back in ancient history. And we knew that publicity was going to be play an integral part in raising our profile and getting the word out about what we wanted to do, not only for the show but for our business, which is investor relations, helping companies communicate better with their employees and their 401k shareholders, et cetera. So we knew that, that publicity, especially television publicity, was going to be a big deal. What's ironic is I've worked in the television industry for the last 10 years, but never in front of the camera. But we knew it was important, but at the same time, the public relations aspect escaped even us. We have made corporate videos and commercials and infomercials and done even some network television, but never from the PR side. So we really didn't know how to – it's a whole different world. And we knew that we needed a big player in that world to really help us, you know, step up our game. So when we began looking for publicity opportunities, we were novices. And I don't recall how we came across your firm, but instantly I think I inquired, and Sarah got back to me. And we started discussing, you know, what we wanted to do. She wanted to know our objectives, and we told her, get on these business networks, these national networks, and let them know about what we're doing. And really, it fit in with your business model of establishing people as experts and commentators that can speak intelligently on specific subjects. So we were doing that. And at the time, we happened to fall into a good time for public relations and investor relations, a bad time for the economy, which was when all these banks just started failing in late 07, especially in an early 08. If you know anything about banking, which we did, it was the great time to be speak to that in television or print or radio. So that was our plan, was to make provide commentary for any outlets and establish ourselves as the investor relations expert, as the financial experts in certain topics, especially stock market issues, mutual fund issues. And so that was the plan that, you know, that we came together with Sarah. And immediately, it was within about a week and a half, 2 weeks, she had told us, we think the first place we're going to get you on is Fox Business. And we thought, that's great. At the time, they were a new network, and they had just launched in October of 07. We thought, that's great. You know, Fox is a well-respected name. It's a gigantic name, and that would be perfect for us. And about a week later, it was Cavuto with Neil Cavuto, which is amazing to me because working in the public public company and stock exchange world, Neil Cavuto is just as he's as good as it gets. I mean, he's the prince of the Fox Empire. You know, as I have said before, the only thing better he could have for Fox is the last name Murdoch. I mean, he is it. He founded Fox Business. He's on that network like 4 hours a day on air. I don't know how he does it, but he's amazing, and he is probably one of, if not the most trusted name in business television. He's at least top three, you know, nationwide. And so it was interesting that we started telling, after I did the appearance on Cavuto in November of 07, we started telling people about it. And, of course, we told everybody beforehand, and people watched us on it or saw me on it. And we were telling everyone after that, and I was surprised how many people really not just knew Neil Cavuto, but like, oh, I love Neil Cavuto. I watch him every night. And I'm thinking, wow, you watch him every night? I didn't know that. And so we had clients and friends and everyone else saying, you know, the Neil Cavuto name and being associated with him was just the A-list for us. It was, we couldn't have done any better. And so that really launched our business. We were doing a fine business at the time, but it let us associate ourselves in really a different stratosphere of commentary or opinion making or opinion giving. And clients recognized that. They were dealing with another level of business partner. And the same thing now with PR. We realized that you just don't go on the air once and, you know, it's a fairy tale, happily ever after. You continue. It's a process. It's an everyday business, an aspect of your business where you continue the publicity being out there in front of the public. And so being on Cavuto, I simply put it in my email signature. I've appeared on Fox Business on Cavuto with Neil Cavuto. And when I was on during my segments with him, he called me an expert. And when he brought me into the show, he said, here's an investor relations expert. And that was it. That was like the rocket blasting off for us and for our business, because now I'm a Fox Business expert in investor relations. So every other media outlet where we responded to a request for commentary or a request for an interview, it was immediately responded to, and I've done dozens of radio. I've done radio shows where I've a half-hour show. I've been on the entire 30 minutes. I've done hour programs. I've been on the entire 60 minutes, and a lot of print as well, being quoted in certain articles about stock market issues or investor relations issues or mutual fund issues. So it's just
it was kind of the seal of endorsement. It was like the credibility factor. You got to borrow. Everyone loves Neil Cavuto. I agree with you. I love him too. Neil, we love you. And you got to borrow that love. You know,
mm-hmm.
Everyone who loves Neil now loves you because by association.
Yes.
Right.
It wasn't that I was just on TV. It was that I was on with Neil.
Yeah.
That was it. That was what made it.
See, that's our ladder strategy where you come in at a certain level and we very quickly, remember, we have a talent here and we're able to do the blink factor. We immediately know where you need to be in the media. We know why you're good. What Sarah did was she worked with Anthony and they were able to come up with commentary on social issues. Now, of course, Sarah has very, very strong contacts, our national publicist here at Annie Jennings PR, and was able to get Anthony positioned perfectly with the media with socially relevant commentary. Well, obviously, he did his share, too, because he was ready to go. He knew the issues. He has his credentials. He was worthy of the placement. I mean, key number one is the client, or you have to be ready at a stage in your life when you're ready for these major placements. And, of course, Anthony, you were totally ready to be booked on this show and had the commentary, up to the second commentary, that Neil Cavuto, he doesn't want to know what happened yesterday. Nobody does. Neil wants to know, what do investors do now and what do they do tomorrow? So you really had to know your stuff. And by working with Sarah, getting ready over that period of a week or two, you were perfectly positioned to go on the show and thrive to the point where you had a tremendous opportunity and segment with Neil Cavuto as well.
Yes, yes, and you're right. You know, the markets, especially the stock market, even though it's up and down and crazy, it is forward looking. It is predicting the future, or at least trying to. So you do have to be up to the minute. You have to be current, and you have to speak to what's coming next, because not only Neil, but every reporter and every television news commentator is going to ask that question to you. What do you see happening in the future? You know, what do you see for next week, next month, next year? And so that's definitely part of it.
That's right. And everyone who does follow our series knows that we have mapped out a strategy and a sort of a day-by-day strategy people, authors and experts, can use to make sure they can answer that question in a very responsible way, that they actually can project, based on their knowledge, experience, wisdom, and credentials, what's going to happen tomorrow or in the future. So I'll just send you guys back to AnnieJenningsPR.com/publicitypro. www.htm to talk to see how to become a socially relevant expert, the MP3 on that, and that will tell you all you need to know to follow that exact strategy. See, our clients are always in a strategy of excellence. How do we get them to their highest level of achievement? How do we help the client achieve their goals and dreams? Anthony achieved his goals and dreams. He knew what to do with his media placement. He met us halfway. We did our part, that is, recognized his talent, crafted perfectly developed segments for him, socially relevant, news of the day style segments, have the contacts, we were able to walk him through the door, but he had to do the rest. He had to actually go on and perform and actually do the amazing job that he did. Now, I know, Anthony, you talked about that this was a door opener at every level. You were able to open so many doors with this one presence on Neil Cavuto. For instance, when you started to negotiate for your own show, you know, why was it that they gave you the best of everything? Why did they give you the 2 hours and the Monday through Friday and all the extras? What was it about you, right, that impressed them so much? Yeah.
And it's that sort of instant credibility. I've already done it. I've been on national television. I've spoken to these issues to a national forum. It's, you know, archived on the website, and people send emails about it and blog about it, et cetera. So it was that sort of assumed, you know, it's you're already at that level, and they give you credit for already being at that level. So there was never a question in the network's minds, can he do the job, because he had already done the job. And it's like any resume. If you see you've done something already, then you know you have a competency in it and a you know,
well,
quality.
That's right. And what our listeners are going to recognize is our concept of certainty. People buy certainty. Media supports certainty, right? Creating a very strong national media bio, national media presence, expert status, thought leader status create certainty. Now, if this show is putting money into the shows that they do, and it costs a lot to start a new network and to get everything going, and they're willing to invest, they're only willing to invest in certainty, that is, outcomes that they can pretty much rely on. And so, Anthony, you were able to give them that certainty that allowed them to say yes to you, because for them, in their minds, you're a sure thing. You can produce the outcome that they're hiring you to produce or they're offering for you. You can,
yes.
You can give them a great show. You know what you're talking about. So you told me also earlier that you skipped a lot of levels with this one appearance. It just, you see, it saved you a lot of time and kind of brought you straight to the top.
Yes, it was, I hate to use the term, but it was definitely a shortcut to the top. I mean, we were doing our business sort of quietly here in Dallas, Texas, and, you know, life was good. But to get that national exposure and that national recognition, it really put us in a whole different class of businesses. It doesn't matter how small you are or how big you are. When you're on the national network speaking to an issue, you do become the expert, not just an expert, but the expert. And it's not, you know, being interviewed for your local news, which is great, I'm sure, but being on national television, it's just you're just playing at a different level.
Well, see, that's ladder strategy. Yeah, local has a place. Your entry point, you definitely want your local, your smaller radio shows. Ladder strategy is key. And what Anthony's talking about is ladder strategy. Now, when you come to Annie Jennings PR, we put you in at the level you deserve. Anthony just happened to deserve the top level. You may not know why you're good, but we do. And I think that's the most important thing to really understand, is that professionals know what to do with you and your platform, with you and your accomplishments, with you and your positioning, with socially relevant topics. I know why you're good. In an instant, we can tell. And then the publicists know how to craft you, how to design, how to package a segment. And with you as the integral conversation person in the entire segment, they know how to walk you through the door. And this is the important thing. So Anthony is an example of what can happen. Anthony, some of our other experts have gone on to huge successes, from speaking events to selling 50,000 books without even trying, by the way, you know, to turning a radio campaign of ours that was $5,000 into $100,000. They're all up there. These are all our recordings. We've had our experts on. So in your case, the biggest thing really that you wanted to accomplish was to have your own show. And now, look, you've got your own show. In fact, you have two of them on an emerging new business network that's designed to be another Fox Business News Network, a lot of money behind it, a lot of big names behind it, and here they are choosing you to be one of the hosts of the show. You're going to be a celebrity pretty soon, actually.
And
you and Neil will be having lunch.
That would be nice. I was a fan of Neil's before I went on his show, and so it was a thrill to me. If I had gone on Fox Business with any of the anchors, that would have been a great thrill and a huge platform. But the fact that it was Neil, I happen to be personally a fan of his, so it was a double thrill for me.
I know, absolutely. And I just want to thank you so much, and I'm going to ask you to tell us a lot about your show and how we can find it. But before we do that, what we've noticed is that our average Joes, and we have so many, I mean, this series could go on for years, all right, with a weekly guest every week about people who have achieved their goals and dreams using these strategies. They work. And we've noticed that our average Joes are very successful clients, of which there are many. You know, they go in with a certain attitude. And there's about 10 things that we've noticed about them that we'll share, and we'll get Anthony's opinion on these. First thing is that we noticed our average Joes have no problem investing in themselves. What do you think about that?
It's critical. You have to be – I've always wanted to make the focus of the show and the material. But at some point, you do have to – put yourself out there as the expert, and as I'm uncomfortable doing it because I'm, believe it or not, a little bit shy to be personally recognized for all these things. I feel it's more of the show and the information we have to deliver. I don't take it personally, but you do have to put yourself out there personally. One of the great things about working in investor relations and dealing with stock market issues, this may be true for other careers or specialties as well, but it's definitely true for stock market issues, is you realize that what you have is your opinion. And the guy with the PhD and the Nobel Prize and whatever else, all he has or she has are their opinions too. They are not any more capable of predicting the future than you are. So when you're certain about something and you know that it's your business and you've researched it and this is your life and you know how to do it, you can give your opinion confidently and be considered with that group of people that gives their opinions, because that's all really you have to give is your opinion. You can give facts and you can give information, but at some point they're gonna have me on a program and say, "What do you think? Yes or no?" And I'm gonna say yes, and the guy opposite me is gonna say no, and we are both right because it's our opinions, and only the future will tell us what we have. So when you go in there with your information and with everything that you want to deliver, it still comes down to being able to deliver your opinion on a stock market issue or, an economic issue. So that's actually a benefit. And that's happened to me, again, being on this, being on this huge scale now, thanks to you guys. We have, I was asked to debate Dr. Joseph Stiglitz. He was a 2001 Nobel Prize winner in economics. Mm-hmm. And the radio program said, would you come on we're going to do a series of shows, about 3 hours all in, with myself and a Nobel Prize winner. Now, that is just the thrill of a lifetime. I mean, there's only 20 or so that are alive, Nobel Prize winners in various categories. Here's the guy in economics. Again, I happen to be a fan of his. He's a brilliant man. He was the chief economist for the World Bank. He was Clinton's chairman of their Council of Economic Advisors. He's just as good as it gets as far as economy is concerned. And he and I agree on certain things, and we differ on certain opinions. And now I've been asked to come on a radio program and discuss this with him. So it's just a different stratosphere. It's just amazing.
Well, I kind of remember how we found each other, and I can actually look here up in my database and see the first time we connected. But I do know that we are doing a new client outreach because we have so many bookings here. We could use hundreds more experts. So what we did is we went to our databases and said, who? And we said, who is an expert in these areas? We want to talk to you about coming on TV. And, Anthony, you were the one of the ones who answered that. Because we booked the top levels of media. That's how we've just emerged over the years. In order to book that level, we were looking for some strong experts to answer the call. And I remember, Anthony, you were one of the ones who responded to that. And then, of course, Sarah took you from there. All right.
I do remember that, yeah, and it was specifically for business television, talking about business-related issues and corporate governance and stock market issues. So it was a business television focus, I think, and that's why I responded to it. I felt confident that I could answer those questions. If it was, going on the Today Show or Good Morning America,
right,
which we may be doing now to promote the show, but back then, I felt comfortable because it was business oriented.
And you know what? So it's worth it. It's, and I see that I'm just looking to see when you first contacted our group. I believe it was February 13th, 2007. There you go. Okay. That's when you discovered your future. That was the first step towards a huge future for you, is discovering, you know, how that we can do this kind of thing for you. So there you go. So basically, so that was the beginning of a huge new future for you. So when we do send out the broadcast and there's something that may work for you, I encourage everyone to respond, because you just never know what's going to happen next. I believe you have to be in it to win it and be able to invest in yourself. That is, say, you know what, I can do this, because with our help, you can do it. We can teach you how to apply your wisdom, credentials, experience, positioning, unique positioning, and everything that you bring to the table to the issues of interest to society right now. What does that equal? It equals socially relevant expert, national thought leader, and then you get everything that Anthony's gotten for himself too and his company, which is our goal. We are committed to that outcome for you. We've also noticed, Anthony, that many of our authors understand it's not about book sales. Now, this is key, because for many years in the industry, it's always been, how many books am I going to sell if I go on Neil Cavuto? You know, all of our average Joes say they never thought twice about book sales, because they realized it wasn't about book sales. It was about it themselves, building up themselves and using their books as a showcase of their knowledge, but it was never about the book sale. What do you think about that?
Definitely. That is, you have to be the driving force of your business. And, well, I never, you know, I didn't go on Cavuto with the intention of selling books or even getting more clients. I wanted to establish myself as an expert in a very, very small niche within a very, very small portion of business that a lot of people aren't familiar with, which is stock market governance and issues like that and dealing with funds. And so that was all. I knew if I established myself as the expert, then I would have networks starting to see me as the expert and our show and everything else we want to do with the show, because it is, you know, it's a Web 2.0 world, so it's not just a TV show anymore. But I knew that would be the foundation, is you have to have the host, the celebrity personality on the show that people are really investing in. And so being the owner of the business and the managing partner of the business, I knew it had to be me. I do have a business partner. He's incredibly shy, has no desire to be on television for any reason whatsoever. Even if he won the lottery, you know, nothing would compel him to go on television. So I knew I had to be the driving force that was going to be hosting the show and be out front as far as what we wanted to provide for people, for services. And so, yeah, that was, you know, what I've seen, and we even did this early on. I was ready to jump into it, but I see so many people that really discount themselves. They say, well, I'm not ready yet, or I could never be an expert. You know, every expert is on television for the first time sometime. You know, you have to get that first time out of the way. You know, so it was very important for us to establish ourselves at that level so that the networks could see us at that level, and so that they could kind of get what we're doing. I have, 10 years or more of experience in working in different television aspects of television, and so many times I've seen great ideas, and this applies to great businesses as well, and they're just great ideas that are just 20 or 30 or 100 pieces of paper that are going to sit on a shelf until somebody takes it and really becomes the driving force for it. And a lot of times in television, you can have the best idea for a television show, but if you don't have the star to host it, it's not going to get made. No network is going to say yes to it. Very rarely do they pick up shows. We've even worked on television shows that they've said, this is great, but, you know, essentially you don't have any stars in the production, so we would have to spend a lot of money to make these people famous and then come watch the show, and that's just not what we do. So it is a very sort of celebrity-driven culture, even in business. Being recognized as an expert is like being a business celebrity. And so especially the smaller the niche you're in, the more of an expert you can become, because more outlets are going to reach out to you for that one specific thing, mm-hmm. that one specific topic. And so that's actually more beneficial than, you know, than being able to speak to 100 different issues, because they're always going to come to you for that one issue, and it's worked for us.
You know, why don't we talk a little bit about return on investment? A lot of people have that question. So what's in it for me? Now, it's not going to be book sales, because we never say that. You know, book sales can happen, but that's not the whole point of our strategy. Our strategy is building you up, building up you, your company, the people in your life, to higher levels of success, your business associates, your company, etc. In terms of return on investment, I mean, everyone says that they really, it's just been phenomenal for them. What has your experience been in terms of what did you get in return for what you paid us?
Well,
you don't have to give us the dollars, of course, but
okay.
In terms
I'm
of...
Kind of it's a lot, so I'm kind of uncomfortable talking about the dollar amounts. But
oh, yeah, no exact dollar amount, but in terms of return on investment, you know, many people say they got much more than their money's worth. One person did give us the figure. You know, it's really whatever is comfortable for you. Like, what did you feel was the return on your initial investment?
Well, we had a plan in place, and we accomplished everything in that plan. In fact, we got more than what we planned for, which is just amazing to me. But the plan was to get on a national television network with our program. Okay, so it was to establish myself as an expert in this industry, in this business topic, so that our show and our web services and what we're doing for 401k holders can be recognized, and we can move forward with our business in a television format. So that was the end game. I never had intended to make one appearance on Kabuto and sell 10,000 books. I didn't have a book to sell. I didn't really have anything to sell to the people watching the show. Our point was a little more intangible, which was to establish me and my business, because it's not just me. We have, you know, a team of experts that dive into these issues, but I happen to be the one that goes on TV and talks about
exactly.
them. But
yes, your whole company to benefit.
Right. It was to establish the company and what we're doing for people. We're in the information business, our company. So it was to establish ourselves as the expert in this one area of information, to be able to disseminate that information down the road in television, radio, web, et cetera, mobile. And that was part of our plan. So we had the plan in place. We just needed the vehicle to get up to the A-list. And so that's...
Right. You're not able to put the dollar figure on it, of course, but it's really in terms of you've achieved all your goals and more so, and your company's probably more successful than ever. You know, it's just that the return on investment is so huge for our authors and experts, you almost can't figure out the exact money figure because it's brought you so much positioning, so many new opportunities and friendships and relationships and speaking events and here a TV show, his own TV show. Next comes the big book deal. and all the other perks that come along with becoming a celebrity. So that's the whole thing is you can't always say, this is about attitude. We've noticed our average Joes have tremendous attitudes. They just go in with such confidence and hope for the future, and they believe. The thing is, they don't doubt. Our average Joes, they believe in their future, and they believe that we can get them there. Now, wasn't that true for you? I mean, you believed in yourself, obviously.
Yes. I had been working in this long enough to know that my opinion was as good as any and probably better than others. And I don't mean that to sound arrogant, but it's just the nature of our business. I knew what I knew, and I did feel competent, more than competent in what we were doing. And you know, our business, we live and breathe this stuff 12, 20 hours a day. So I felt like if anyone is on top of these issues, it's us and it's me. So I did feel very confident going in. I can put a figure on what we're doing. I mean, it's in the eight figures. I mean, it's what we're doing is two television shows, 12 hours a week. We have an agreement to do at least one seminar in a town. So we'll be coming to different towns and putting on seminars for 401k mutual funds. Our television show is going to be simulcast on radio as well. Every show is going to be on radio as well. We're going to send out alerts. You'll be able to watch our show on the web after the show airs, immediately after the 8 o'clock airing. You'll be able to go to the website and watch it again. And we'll also send you alerts via your email or your phone. You can watch the show on the phone if that's your thing. So it's a gigantic media juggernaut here that we're starting. So it's been I mean, return on investment is, you know, 80,000%. I mean, as far as a business return on investment, it's outrageous.
Well, you're the numbers guy, so yeah, 80,000%. I mean, it's just incredible. You know,
yeah.
And I love to hear success stories like this. They really make me very, very happy. I love seeing you share your message, helping other people, and I love that we are part of your success. This is why we're here. You know, we're here so that you can have all the things that you now have. And that's why we're here, for the betterment of all, is our mission statement. Now, also, gut feelings. Our average Joes all said, you know, there was something that I just believed in, and I went with my gut. I mean, how did that work for you in terms of just knowing that, signing up with us is the right thing to do going forward?
Having television and a little media experience behind me, I knew I couldn't do it myself. I just knew that. And that wasn't me discounting my abilities. That was me just knowing the facts, knowing reality of business, that you need someone dedicated to – that's their business, which is getting people on television. You know, if we had that aspect in our business, we would have someone or a team dedicated 24/7 to interacting with television shows or media or print just to get them on television, and that's what you do. So that's, I knew that was necessary for us. I knew I could never get there in the time frames that I wanted to get there. You know, maybe after a 30-year career I could get there and I could be 70 years old and get to be on with Cavuto, or if he's still around, God willing. But I knew I couldn't get there in the time frames that our business plan wanted to get there. You need someone. You need the experts like yourself to take other people to that level. I mean, that's why you do what you do, is because you are the experts in that industry, and there's, you just can't do it yourself. I knew I couldn't, and I worked in television, and I knew I couldn't do it myself. So it's the relationships, and, you know, it's your reputation. When you say someone's good and they're ready to go on national television, all of the television producers and the television anchors, they know you know what you're talking about, and you're not going to send them someone that's not ready. So I knew we had to find that group, and we were very fortunate to find you, and it was perfect timing, because Fox Business was ready for us. You were ready for some business experts, and it was just the right timing. But I knew I couldn't do it myself. So we were looking around, and how do we get to that next level with help? It wasn't just how do we do it ourselves. You know, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a business owner, if you started out with almost nothing, which we did, you're used to doing everything yourself. You know, you send out the invoices, you sign all the checks, you turn the lights on, you fix the computer when it goes down, and even no matter what level you get to, you think, can I do this myself? And for getting on television, the answer is no, you can't. So I knew you had to find someone like yourself, and we were very fortunate that we found you.
You know, we have another average Joe who actually was suffering from a back injury, and he was down to, you know, down to the end for him. Because, you know what, I took my last, whatever, how many thousands of dollars we charged for the radio campaign, and I threw the dice with Annie Jennings PR. And you know what happened to him? He had to turn away 40 clients. He was quickly overwhelmed. And I just got an email from him yesterday, and he said, you know, just the rumor that I'm going to be on the show gets me new clients. He emailed me and said, and showed me an email from somebody who said, I heard you're going to be on the so-and-so show tomorrow. Here's my problem. Can you help me?
Wow.
It's just amazing. You see, what we crafted was a lot more than just being on the shows. We crafted a very strong, solid strategy that positions you in the middle of a news story as the expert and somebody who also has something excellent to share, where people do want to seek you out, do want to help you, do want to contact you, do want to invite you to come speak for their organization or consult with their organization. That is what we do for you. We sort of put it all together. And I know why we're good, and that's the reason we are good like that. That happens to be our excellence, is that we can craft and build an expert with who has the talent that they may not even know they have. It's, again, we can see it in you, and we know the media so well. I mean, Anthony, we've been in business over 15 years. We know every story from the very beginning to how it's all wrapped up and how it's influenced society over time. So, therefore, when we ask you for talking points, we're now able to even craft those talking points to meet the way the news story is evolving in ways that you might not even thought of if you haven't been following the history of industries for so long. You know, I know in stock markets you do follow just about every industry all the time, because it all goes into the stock, the pricing evaluation, the price of a stock, all the news events. But that's just another thing, too. So when people say, you know, I'm coming to you to sell books, there's so much more than just selling books. There's like creating a life. There's making your dreams come true. There's getting so much more, such a return on investment that your calculator explodes when you try to figure out what your return on investment really is.
Yes.
We try to figure out your return on investment, and our calculators crashed. From what you just told us, yeah, Stacey and I got our calculators out, and then we crashed the calculator. But I love that you said that you started out with nothing and that you had to do all this stuff yourself, and now look where you are today. It's just an amazing story. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on our teleseminar today. Is there anything that you want to add that you really feel listeners who are maybe on the verge of really just saying, you know what, I can do this too. I can have what Anthony has. I can have what the others have. Like, what can we say to them right now?
Yeah, I would say the time for the self-criticism and wondering if you can do it or not, lay that aside for another couple years. And you really have to take that leap of faith and say, in my life I've always sort of had that ready, fire, aim approach. You know, you're never 100% ready to do anything. If you are, you'd be doing it. So there's always that leap of faith in any issue. But taking it is part of the journey. I mean, business, we had a long-range plan for our business. And so we knew that it was a process of getting to where we wanted to be. But every step of the way has really been jumping over hurdles and running through, you know, sharp things. But you just sort of have to take that leap of faith. And discounting what you can do or what your business can do, you have to lay that aside and say, I'm not going to run myself down today. Today I'm going to go on television or I'm going to make that leap. The first time anyone's on, it's a little nervous. I don't know if I'd have been necessarily nervous to be on television, but I was very nervous to be on with Neil because he's such a big business icon that it was very nervous for me. I didn't make sure I didn't say the wrong thing and all that. So it was nervous for me too. I mean, there's a first time for everything, and we certainly had to go through that. And now we're on television 12 hours a day.
Yeah, so tell us everything. Now I'd like to tell, I'm sure we're all going to want to watch you on your new TV show. So tell us all the details, everything we need to know to follow your success.
Sure. Biz Television is a national cable network, but it will be on all the cable networks. So whether you have Time Warner or Comcast or Verizon or whatever your cable or service provider is with, we will be on the network. It doesn't launch until August 1st, so you may not see it in the guide listings until August 1st. Our show does not air until October 1st, but the network will be on, and I'll be doing a bunch of promos on different shows on the network and being, you know, interviewed as a guest on other shows as well, ABC, CNN, et cetera, for the show. But our show doesn't start until October 1st. It's called Mutual Fund Circus. It's your 401k friend. It's all about 401k retirement and mutual fund investing. So it's not individual stock picking, and you know CNBC does that very well. We're doing mutual fund stuff for everyone else. And it will be on Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern, and then rebroadcast at 8 p.m. Eastern. The network, because of this, they're very excited to be a partner with us. They've given us another show. We're actually doing a children's financial literacy program. Saturday mornings. It'll be on Saturday at 8 a.m., I believe, from 8 to 9, and it's called Mutual Fund Circus for Kids. And it's a kid's show, and we're going to have a kid host, but we're using our Mutual Fund Circus set in Dallas, and we're taking a lot of field trips. You know, it's talking to your children about money, but in money matters that they can understand growing up about saving, investing, paying their bills, things that come up through life that a lot of parents don't know necessarily how to discuss it. At some point in every parent's life, you get that issue of an allowance or do I pay the kids or how do they get their first job and how do I teach them to save for money. So it's all about kids interacting with their parents and helping kids learn about money. We're taking a bunch of field trips. We're going to the U.S. Mint. We're going to see how they print money, the Federal Reserve, Fort Knox, all these fun visual places for the kids. It's the circus theme as well, you know, circus being a family-friendly event. So that's going to be on Saturday mornings at 8 and then also rebroadcast on Sundays. So we are literally going to be on 12 hours a week, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m., 5 to 6, and then rebroadcast at 8. And then again, the Saturday show will be on at 8 a.m. to 9 and then rebroadcast on Sundays. That's Mutual Fund Circus for Kids. So it's two different shows.
It's too incredible. It's just fantastic. Well, congratulations on your achievements. We're very thrilled and honored to be a part of it. Everyone knows our mission statement is we are here for the betterment of all, and this is what we want for you. These are wonderful outcomes.
Thank you. And if I may give you a plug and a promotion here, Annie, I will say that we're still a client of Annie's. We haven't left Annie by any stretch of the imagination. She is still very important for us getting promotion. Now we have 30,000 things we need to promote, which is two television shows. Both are simulcast on radio. We're doing events in national cities where we're going to be appearing at least once a month and doing live shows for 401k mutual fund information and investing. We have the website where after the show you can go and use as a resource, look up your 401k plan, your fund, get as much information as you need to make intelligent decisions. So, you know, Annie Jennings PR is a gigantic part of that whole movement that moving forward. So we're actually needing you more than ever now.
Well, thank you very much, and I've got a couple of great guests for your new show too.
always pitching people. I love it.
Yeah, so terrific. Thank you so much for coming on today, Stacy. Thanks so much for being our co-host. It was an honor to have you with us as well.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Yeah, and everyone listening, there's many more audio recordings of similar stories. Everyone particular to that author or expert. And you can get that at anniejenningspr.com/publicitypro.htm. All right, Anthony, thank you so much and good luck with your new show. I can't wait.
Thank you, Annie. I look forward to it.
See you next time.
All right, bye.